Yesterday we mentioned the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Perek on Daf Ayin Zayin. Mishnah says that if someone is Zorek a get le'ishto, v'hi beso chatzera, areza megureshes. So he sends the get to the wife by putting it in the chutz. Right? So this is a chiddush. As the Gemara says, this is a chiddush. It's not the simple way to do gerushin. The simple way is to put it in her hand, v'nasan biyada. Pasuk says, v'nasan biyada. But we darshin from the word v'nosan, as Rashi explains, it doesn't say ubiyado yitnenu. Yitnenu would mean give it. That's a very strong lashon saying give the get through the nesina l'toch yada. It doesn't say that. It just says v'nosan. V'nosan just means and he gives. Gives what? So it's a more general lashon. So from that, the Gemara learns v'nosan mikol mokom, that you're going to have a nesina kol dehu. Nesina kol dehu means even less of a nesina, not l'toch yada, but even l'toch hatzera. That's enough. And the Gemara says that this not only applies to get, it applies to Geneva too. There's a pasuk by Geneva also that Tanina Mihochi Gabeganov Yodo Enli Aliyodo Gago Chatseva Kapif Menai Tamalama Himatse Simatse. Pasuk says in Himatse Simatse Biadoha Geneva Misharat Chamarat Sechayim Shnayim Yishalim. And the new Gemara is you have the psukim on the side, so you don't really have to know Tanakh anymore because it's right in front of you. But it's Kedai to look it up, look at the Rashi, see what they say. So this is talking about Geneva. It's talking about a Ganav. If we find the Geneva in his hand, Misharat Chamarat Sechayim, the Gemara Bavakama has whole drushes from that, what exactly are you finding, when is there a Chiyuv of Kefel? But ultimately, Shnayim Mishalim, is a Chiyuv of Kefel by Ganav. That's how we know it's talking about Ganav, because Gazan doesn't pay Kefel. But what does the Pasuk say? Himotze Simotze. What kind of a strange Lashon is that? A double Lashon? So that's what the Gemara says. Simotze is a ribuy to teach me that even if it's not biyado, right? The pasuk says himatzi simatzi biyado. But even if it's not biyado, even if it's bechatzero, gago chatzero v'karpifo, if the eidim find it in those places, that's also enough. It never came l'toch yado. It never came l'toch yado. But nevertheless, the chiyav of ganav will apply. The chiyav of kefa will apply. The ganav will be kona the geneva to be mischayev ba'onsim. Right? Let's say he has the geneva in his property, and then there's a flood. And the Geneva, the Dover Agonov, gets ruined, right? Or there's, list of Mizuyan comes. Some armed robbers come and steal. That's not Geneva. That's Ones, right? List of Mizuyan come. You couldn't protect from that. That's an Ones, but a Ganov is Chayev Ba'onsim. So this Ganov is going to be Kona, the object, with his Chotzer, even though it never entered into his hand at all. It went from Rishus HaBailim into his Chotzer without going into the hand. Kimotze Simotze teaches me a Ribui Mikol Mokom, that the Ganav is able to be Kona, the Geneva, to be Chayav for that Kenyan, even if it goes into the Chutz without going into his Yad. So there are two psukim, two sugyas, where we see this idea that you don't need a Kenyan Yad, even a Kenyan Chutz can accomplish something as well. And the Gemara says there's a Trichas, so why do I have both? Well, we need both, because if it only would have said by Get, I think that Chutz, the Nesina Koldu is enough by Get, because Get is Balkarcha. Get even works Balkarcha, but Kinyanim don't work Balkarcha. So I need the special Pasuk of Ganav to teach me, no, that even by Kinyanim, even by Mekach Umemke, even by Mominis, Chutzir is also going to be Kona. And then the Gemara says, and having Ganav alone would not be enough. Maybe I should only have Himatzi Simatzi Biyodo. I don't need Vinasan Biyodo. It shouldn't say this, Vinasan Mikol Mokom, the general Lashon of Vinasan to teach me Chutzir. I have it from Ganav, I don't need it by Get. No, because the problem is, if I only had it by Ganav, I think maybe Dafka by Ganav, you can have a Nesina Koldu in the Chotzer, because Ganav can say Rachmana. The Torah punishes. It punishes the Ganav. Chiyav Kefel, Chiyav Onsim. There are punishments for Ganav. So maybe over there, by Ganav, we expand the Chiyav. We apply it even by Chotzer, not just by Yad. But by Get? Get's not a Knas. So by Get, I think maybe a talk has to be Vinas and Biyad, and it can't be Bechatzim. Kamash Malon, that by Get as well. Okay? This is the Gemara with the Trichasa, learning Kinyan Chatzim, both by Ganav and by Get. Let's look a little bit more deeply into this idea of Kinyan HaGanav in Chatzim. Right? The Kinyan HaChatzim by Ganav. So what does Rashi say? Right? Now that we have the basic structure of the sugya, let's look in the Rashi, let's look in the Mefarshim and see how they explain. So Rashi says, Mishum de Balkarcha, if I'd only have the Pasuk, the Ribuy of Vinasan by Getz, I think Get is unique because Mishum de Balkarcha, Klomer, the Chiyoyev Le Nami Biyoda, Alkarcha hi. Afilo Hachi, Amar Achmana de Tiskare, Shilka Chatzera Nami Konilo. Since Get is a Chiddush, it works even Balkarcha, She doesn't want it. Nevertheless, it works. So I would think, get is a chiddush. It's a chiddush anyway. Even biyada, even by venasam biyada, it works balkarcha. So by venasam biyada, it works balkarcha. So I would say, okay, it's not such a big chiddush that chatzera should also be kone for her, because the whole thing is working against the rules of kinyanim in general. The whole thing is working against the rules of kinyanim. Kinyanim, normally you need das. So here, if you don't need das, so it's breaking the rules. So here too, I think, okay, this is just breaking the rules. It's just another exception to the rule. Now, we explained a little bit more that in light of the Ketzos and in Simon Reish, Ketzos says that really Nesina is enough for get, so Efshem and Kenzogin, that's what the Gemara is saying. That really for the Chalos Gerish and Nesina is enough. Really for the Chalos Gerish and Nesina is enough. So the fact that Chotzer works for the Chalos Gerish, and even though we know that the Ketzos himself holds that there is a Kenyan, the Torah Memela is Makne to the woman, but you think since the Chalos Gerishin is occurring through the Nesina, so maybe it breaks the rules. Maybe it's different, and maybe that's why Chotzer would work. But Mehecha Tesi, it should work by Geneva. Right, that's how we could explain. I actually saw Reb Chaim Eizer Gazensky in his Chuas Achiezer. He says this Pshat. In Chelek Aleph and Simon Lamed Aleph, Ozvov, he sort of says this Pshat with the Ketzos, that because Gerishin, you can be Megarisha Balkarcha, that's a raya that it's not really a Kenyan Dikadin. Fundamentally, it's an Asina, even if the Kenyan is Chal Mamela through the Torah, but fundamentally, Gerishin is really an Asina Dikadin. So maybe that's why Chotzer would work by Get. But how can I learn from that to Kol HaTorah Kula? So that's why I need the special Drusha by Gneva to apply it to Kol HaTorah Kula as well. Okay, this is the first part of the Tzrichasa. And then Rashi says like this, Avoganov. This is still part of the first trichas, that get works by korcha, but ganav doesn't. So without the pasuk by gneva, I wouldn't know that chotzer would work. Why wouldn't I know? Because ganav d'lo mechayev ishadya inish al korchei. If someone throws the gneva into the property of the ganav, he's not kona, he's not chayev ba'onsim, he's not chayev kefel. He can't have gneva bal korcha of the ganav. So Ema, I would say, next Rashi, midaitei nami lo tikni lechatzero im lo moshach. I would say, even where it's midaitei, he's not going to be kona the geneva through the chatzah. I would think the only time chatzah works, this expanded type of kinyan, if you will, this expanded type of nesina, I mean, by get, it's a nesina, but this expanded type of kinyan / nesina would only work by get, because it's even balkarcha, but by geneva, since it's not, it doesn't work balkarcha, so I would think even midaite, even where the geneva is midaite, he's not going to be kone b'chatzer. He's only going to be kone if he does a real kinyan. What kinyan? Moshach, meshicha. If he does a meshicha, so then I understand. Right? The Mishnayos and Bava Kama talk about moshach, meshus habaylim. He draws the davar ganav, the behema from the rishus habaylim. So then he's going to be kone. That I hear. But I think chatzer doesn't work, because geneva only is midaite, it's not balkarcha. So I think dafka chatzah works by get, since even makarcha works by get, but by geneva, I would think you need a real kinyan, you need meshicha. Chatzah is not going to be enough. And this is how Rashi explains the need for himatzeh simatzeh to tell me that chatzah is kona by gana. But the truth is Rashi is not finished. If you're not looking inside, you wouldn't realize I didn't finish the Rashi. Okay? But if you don't read the Rashi this way, it's like you don't really understand what he's saying. Rashi, let's read the full Rashi now. Ema midaite nami lo tikni lechatzero im lo moshach kegon nichnas lechatzero v'no b'fanel. Well, what are those last words? What? If he wasn't moshach, it was nichnas lechatzero v'no b'fanel. Now, so the Rashi, you really have to read the last part with the first part. Rashi means the following. Ema midaite nami lo tikni lechatzero kegon nichnas lechatzero v'no b'fanel im lo moshach. Meaning, I would think that there's no kinyan chatzah by geneva. Maybe kinyan chatzah only works by get. It doesn't work by geneva. What's the case of kinyan chatzah? Could go null before now. I would think that there's no kinyan chatzah by geneva because chatzah only works by get. And if there's no kinyan chatzah, then how's the ganav going to be kona to be mischayev ba'onsim and to be chayev kefel? Moshach, meshicha. Right? That's how you read the Rashi. I would think the chutz is not going to work for the gara to be kone, to be mischayev ba'onsim, and to be chayev kefel. I would think he needs meshicha. Kamashmalon what? Kamashmalon himatzi simatzi biyado hagneva. The double lashon tells me the chutz does work by the ganav. So what's the case of chatzer lemaisa? So now this Rashi becomes very important. Rashi told you what the kinyan chatzer is going to be. But at this stage in the Gemara, the Rashi is explaining, the Gemara is saying, I would think maybe chatzer is not enough by Gana. So at this point you'd say, well, just throw out the Rashi. I don't care what Rashi says, because that's not working anyway. No, but lemaisa, what Rashi just said, is going to be coded for the Gana. You don't need Mashiach. Chatzer is enough. So what's the chatzer that we're talking about? Oh, so now we have to go back to the Rashi. I would think, lo tikna the chatzer, open out tikna the chatzer. What's the chatzer? Could go nichnas al chatzer of an oba for now. Lemaisa lemaskona sa gemara Rashi holds that chatzer is kona for ganav. What's the case where chatzer is kona for ganav? Could go nichnas al chatzer of an oba for now. So now we have a Rashi that we have to work on. Right? Within the maskona, what emerges from Rashi is that Rashi seems to say that the kinyan chatzer of a ganav is that nichnas al chatzer, the behema, let's say, enters into the chatzer. We're talking about something that moves by itself, right? Nichnas lachatzer, it enters into the chatzer, v'noba for now, and he locked the door. He closed it. He doesn't have to lock the door. Most behemoths can't open up the door, you know, if it's closed, right? He closed the door. Closed the door behind him. Now, lest you think that Rashi is lavdafka, you know, he didn't really mean it, he just really meant that the behemoth goes into the chatzer. I mean, that l'chora is all you should need. I mean, if he goes into the chatzer, we know that chatzero shaladam kona lo shalom idaito. You can remember of Metzia on Daf Yud, other places, Yir Aleph, and other places in Shas. The Gemara says, chatzero shaladam kona lo shalom idaito. A chatzer is kona for a person. Now, obviously, for Geneva, it's not going to be kona shalom idaito. But if midaito, avadach, a chatzer is kona. So at first glance, if you would ask me, I'd say, what's a kinyan chatzer for a ganav? The ganav sees that the behemah goes into his chatzer, and he says, oh, you know what? I'd like that behemoth. That should be enough. Then it's midaita. The reason why chatzer shalom kona lo shalom midaita is because we assume there's an umdana that mistama he has das to be kona all the metzias that fall in. Now, it's not a mistama that he wants to steal, so that's why it's not going to be kona unless he has das. But once he has das, mistama the machshava should be enough. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, gon shenol b'fana. Unless you think that Rashi is labdavka, Rashi in Bava Metzia echoes a similar sentiment. Mashi bav metzia and daf yirame beis. She says, "Gago chatzer vekapifa minayin, shem nichnas asham v'nol befanel legonva shuchayv." Right, Rashi Nochamo says, "Nichnas asham v'nol befanel legonva, nol befanel legonva." So Rashi seems to say that you need more than just machshava. It's not enough just to have a machshava's kinyan, but you actually have to do something. You have to do a ma'isa too. And this is not just Rashi. Tosfos in Bava Kama also echoes a similar sentiment. This is Tosfos in Perek Meruba right at the beginning. Ooh. Just getting started there, Meruba. And you learned Bava Kama a number of years ago in the yeshiva, so you start with the first parak. We went straight. We did the first parak, we did Akones. I kept on telling the Talmidim that the last time we learned Bava Kama, they learned Meruba. That's Mamash Alamdish Alimud. Not that the beginning isn't Lamdish, it's also Lamdish. I said Meruba, that's Mamash Alamdish. So then we were trying to figure out what to learn for June's month. So like a couple of Talmidim raised their hands before we sent to Google.com. They said, how about Meruba? I said to myself, Meruba in June's month? That's what you can barely like scratch the surface in June's month. I said, you really want Meruba? He said, yeah, why not? So I picked like 10, 11 sugyas in the parak. It's so enjoyable. It's just like Hazorik. Hazorik is also enjoyable. It's Meridik parak. Anyway, maybe we'll do it one of these years again. It's an amazing limud with Meruba. Okay. So there, right at the beginning, the Gemara quotes this pasuk, right? Yodo en li yelo yodo gagal chaser v'kapiv v'nai tamalomi mimotzi simotzi mikol makom. So on that line, in Dibra Maschil, Tosis and Samachayim at Aleph Dibra Maschil Ein, Tosis says, en li yelo biyodo perish shagunvo biyodo mamish. Gagal chasero, klomar, sheikisha b'makel mechasero shal balabayis v'nichneso legagal chasero v'kapiv. Hikisha b'makel, he hit it with a stick. Descended from the chatzah of the Balabais to his own chatzah. Kisha b'makel. What does he need a kisha b'makel for? Let's say the behema goes into his chatzim and meila, goes into the chatzim by itself, and he wants to steal. That should be enough. You see, Nochamo, the Tosis is assuming that you need a maisa. That you need a maisa. It's not enough. Not enough just to have a machshava lagonva, but ikisha b'makel. Ikisha b'makel. He hits it with the stick because he wants to be gonif. Interesting, the Rashash there in Bava Kama, just parenthetically, the Rashash is troubled that once you have Ikisha B'makal, what do you need Kinyan Chatzah for? Right? Maybe Ikisha B'makal should be a Kinyan by itself? What's that Kinyan? What's the Kinyan Ikisha B'makal? What do you think? Ikisha B'makal? Mashiach. Yeah, that's the Rashash's Kasha right there on Bava Kama. They work at this. The Rashash has an answer, others have answers, different answers given, but it's something to think about. Right. Apparently, Tos is assuming that Hikisha B'makel is not going to be a Mashiach for some reason. You have to work on that. So that's why he's going to still need the Chatzah. But it seems like he's saying, in order for the Chatzah to be Kona, for the Ganav, to be Mishchayev Ba'onsim, and to be Chayev Ba'kefil, you need the Hikisha B'makel. The Hikisha B'makel is not the Kenyan, but it's needed in order that the Chatzah is going to be Kona, and it's going to be Mishchayev the Ganav Ba'onsim and Ba'kefil. So Tosus also holds that you need a mice. Tosus also holds that you need a mice. Right? And this is the diuk of the Ktzos HaChoshen. He's not medayik in Tosus, he's medayik in the Rashi. This is not, even if you didn't pick it up in Rashi, but you know, Mestama, you'll learn Ktzos. So in going through the Ktzos, if you get to Simen Shimem Ches, you'll see the Ktzos is medayik from this Rashi. Right? The Ktzos says, on the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch says, "Mechnisa l'reshuso, afilu l'gagol chatzer v'kapifo, imi mishumeres chayiv, avu mishlamosha v'lod bia." That's page 7 in the packet. So the Ktos says, "V'mechnisa l'reshuso." Look at Rashi above Matzia. He quotes the Rashi verbatim. He says, "Umashma dimnichnasa me'atzma l'reshuso v'niskavi l'knosa l'gzela l'machayiv machshav agreda, afilu ayachotzim mishdameres." Machshav is not enough. There are two cases here in Mammonis. There's Metzia and there's Gzela. Zaktakos, by Metzia, Machshav is enough. I don't need Noel Befonel Karoi. By Gzela, Rashi clearly says that you need Noel Befonel Karoi. Alpha Bigzela, Tzarch Noel Befonel, Oshiach Nisena Ba'atzmal or Shusa. Either you need Noel B'fanei Karoi, or he has to bring it in with a Maisa. V'zeo shekasa b'shulchan aruch v'michnisa l'reshuso. Avol nichnasa me'eleh alo. V'adin nichnasa me'eleh v'no b'fanei. This is nami avi Maisa. He either has to be machnisa l'reshuso, like to bring it in with his hands, right? Or he has to be Noel B'fanei. Either or. But you need a maisa, says the Ktzos, according to Rashi. And he's saying, even according to the Shulchan Aruch too, machshav is not enough. Machshav alone is not enough. By Metziah machshav alone will be enough, but not by Gzela, he says. And Tosus and Bava Kama echoes a similar sentiment. You need a Hikisha B'maka. You need a Hikisha B'maka. This sheet of Rashi and Tosus is in sharp contrast to the Rashba and Ksubas. The Achronim point out that the Rashba and Ksubis in the Sugis of Kamli B'Rabbimine in the third parak, very lomdusha, super lomdusha Sugis. You know, besides Daf Yomi, there are many other learning programs. There's a beautiful learning program called Daf HaShavua, that they learn a Daf in a week instead of a Daf in a day. And they're often Shiurim. They say lomdusha Shiurim once or twice a week, very often. So in my community, in the shul where I Daf in Shachris in the morning, so they started, there was a big Talmid Chacham who was saying a Shir in Daf Yomi. I think he still says the Shir in Daf Yomi. I think he says the Shir in Daf Yomi before the first minyan. And then when the first minyan davens, then he comes before the second minyan and he says the Shir for Daf HaShavua. I'm not sure when he sleeps, but he seems to be saying a lot of Shirim in the morning. So they're learning Ksubas now. And they're learning Eilan Aras, the third parak. So like he's been talking about these Sugis, the Kamla B'Ravmanesh Sugis and Tvicha Mechira, Gone of a Tarach B'Shabbos and say, "Mamish lamdusha, super lamdusha sugis, the Taisvusim and lamdus and it's maridik." So anyway, one of the sugyas there in Eil Naris in the third parak is Gona v'tovach b'Shabbos Potter. It's a very poshita sugya, right? Four words, that's all it is. Yeah, four words, but you have to go through the Rishon to figure out what the words are talking about, right? Gona v'tovach b'Shabbos Potter. So let me give you a little bit of background. So we know when it comes to Geneva, there are extra chiyuvim besides giving back the keren. Right? When it comes to Gzela, someone who steals, b'chazka, steals, you know, by ripping it out of the guy's hand in broad daylight. So he's chayav to give back the keren. He didn't aveira. He didn't isak zela. So the Torah says that you have to give back. The heishiv isak zela shagazal gzela gazlan heishiv isak zela shagazal. There's a chiyav hashav. There's a chiyav hashav of the keren. But by ganav, someone who steals secretively, then there's a little bit more. If he steals practically anything, right? There's the klal uprat the klal. Mishorat, chamorat, sechayim. So there's a chiyuv of kefel. You have to pay double, first of all. But then, if he steals a shor or seh, an ox or a sheep, right? Kiyignovi shor or seh, utvacho o mechoro, chamisha boka yisham tachas ha-shor, v'abatzon tachas ha-seh. Then there's a chiyuv what we call dalet v'hei. A lot of meruba is about kefel and dalet v'hei. So much lumdus about kinyonim and gneving zeil and picha mechira and knosis and so a lot is about dalet v'hei. So that's two and three extra on top of kefel. Kefel is keren plus one. Then you have either four or five. So it's two or three on top of that. So the Gemara is yisod im ein gneva ein tficha mechira. If you don't have a chi of kefel, there can't be a chi of dalet v'hei. Dalet v'hei is on top of kefel. It's kefel plus. So if for some reason there's no chi of kefel, then there won't be dalet v'hei either. That's a yisod that you find in the Gemara Bava Kama, Gemara and Ksubis. So on that backdrop, the Gemara says in Ksubis, Gona v'tovach b'Shabbos Potter. Let's say someone steals and is tovach b'Shabbos, he's potter. Now we know there's a din of kamli b'derab minei, that if you chayev misa for a ma'isa avera, and at the same time, be'idna, at the same time as that ma'isa avera, the ma'isa avera is mechayev yumamim. Chayev two things, right? Like sorev godesh al chavero b'Shabbos, the Mishnah in Bava Kama. Sorry, if Gadosh HaChaveh B'Shabbos is Chayev Misa for the Sreifa, right, for Eish, for Madlik, Havara, so he's Potter for the Mammon, right, because Kamei B'Dirab Mine, we give him the bigger of the two punishments, you don't give him both. Right? That's the Yisot, Kamei B'Dirab Mine. So Gona V'Tavach B'Shabbos Potter. Gona V'Tavach B'Shabbos Potter. So what's the case? What are we talking about over here? What are we talking about? So without going into Rashi Shita, let's skip to the Rashba. The Rashba quotes Rashi, doesn't like it, he says his own Shita. He says like this. This is the Rashba Nafal Amadal and Amabez in Ksubis. Nira Lefarish, Kigosh Oysa Behemes Chavero, Revutza Bechatzero, Beneskavin Lagonva, Velizkos Blaim Shchitasa. What's the case? Page 5. What's the case? So the Rashba, the Parash of Chavero was Revutza, it was crouching, it was sitting in his Chatzah. How did it get there? It got there. It got to the chatzar and it's sitting there. And he had kavanah to be gonev. When does he want to be gonev? He says he had kavanah to be gonev and to be zoche in the gneva with the shchita. With the shchita. Meaning he didn't have kavanah to be gonev first and then to be toveach afterwards. But he said he only wants to be chayev for the gneva. Chayev. He only wants to be zoche in the gneva b'shash shchitas. So, Dr. Ashbad, that's why you're going to be potter on Shabbos. He'll be potter on Shabbos. Sounds like there's no chiyuv mamon. Why? Because you didn't have kavanah to be zocha until the shah shchita. So then everything is ban ka'achas. You're zocha at the same time as the tficha mechira. So you chayev kefel adal v'hei or bevasachas. But those are all chiyuv mamon at the same time that you chayev misa. Chayev misa. Chayev for the shchita. Tilis neshama. Chayev on Shabbos. So that's why you're potter for the mamon. The ilun is kavin liskos b'kodem shchita. Zok Dr. Ashba, if you had kavanah to be zocha before the shchita, you had kavanah to be zocha in it, and then later you're going to do the shchita. Hari nischay b'gneiva mishal shezocha bo mischay b'nafshel lo havi adcha shchita. There's no chiyuv shchita on Shabbos until you do the shchita. There's no chiyuv misa on Shabbos until you do the shchita. So if you had kavanah to be zocha in the behema first, right? The par is revutza b'chatzero. The par is sitting on the chatzer, and he has kavanah to be zocha in the behema, so then of course it's going to be chayev. That's not a chiyev on Shabbos. Okay, midrabanan, maybe you're not allowed to be kohen on Shabbos, but there's no reason why you shouldn't be zochem. So you'll be chayiv for that geneva. How can you say potter? Right? It must be that you only had kavana to be zochem later. And if you have kavana to be zochem later, b'ayishaitem is chayiv b'tashlumi dal v'hei, the chidish u shechid shetor b'knas. Right? The Torah is mechadesh. If you had kavana to be zochem before, so then you tackle would be chayiv mama, not just the kefil. You'd be chayiv dal v'hei too. Because we might not say kamei b'dirab aminei b'knasis. So it turns out you'll be chayiv the kefil, because there was no chayiv Shabbos then anyway. And even though there's the chayiv Shabbos by Shechita, maybe kamei b'dramine wouldn't even be said by Knossos, so you'll be chayiv dalet v'hei also in that case. Oh, but if you only have kavanah to be zoche b'shar Shechita, then you're potter and gansin, because the chayiv mammon only came b'shar Shechita, so kamei b'dramine kicks in, and then you're going to be potter for all the mammon. This is how the Rashba explains the sugya, the line of Gona v'talach b'Shabbos potter. Hanugaya to us. Okay, we're not talking about kamei b'dramine. Hanugaya to us, what did the Rashba tell us? Right? You could miss it. Because it's not really the focus of the Rashba, you could miss it. The Imre Moshe didn't miss it. This is the second Imre Moshe that we have already in 2 days. The Imre Moshe, he learned Perek HaZorik in his yeshiva. There in the Talmud Torah in Brisk. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in Brisk. Reb Chaim was the Rav in Brisk. Imre Moshe was the Rosh Yeshiva in Brisk. He must have been a Talmud Chacham. I can guarantee you that. He certainly was. You just have to read the Sefer. But Reb Chaim obviously felt, you know, he really held of him. So he's Medayik that you see from the Rashba in Ksubis that he holds Machshav is enough to be Kona de Geneva. Because what's his Lashon? It's not Mishma Furish. The shchita is not a kinyan. Okay, the shchita is a shinui, but you're not kone b'shchitasa. You're kone b'chatzer mistama, right? You're kone b'chatzer, you're doing the shchita in your chatzer. You're going to be kone b'chatzero when you do the shchita, and the chiyav of kefil and dal v'hei is going to be chalol b'vasachas. But it sounds like the kavana to be gonev and to be zoche b'geneva is enough to be chayv. That's enough to be chayv kefil, to be mechayv ba'onsim. As opposed to Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos seem to say you need Nalba for Nekaroi. You need Hikisha b'makel. You need some kind of a mice in order to be chayv against the Rashba. Against the Rashba. So we have a major machlokas in the Rishonim over here that we have to deal with. What do you need? What does the Ganav need in order to be chayv kefil, to be chayv ba'onsim for his Gneva? Do you need a mice? Or do you not need a mice? From Rashi and Tosfos, it would appear that you need a mice. From the Rashba, it would appear that you don't need a mice. So the question really is twofold. The question is, again, l'chora the Rashba is the more intuitive sheet, that machshava should be enough. If machshava is enough for Metzia, why shouldn't it be enough for Gneva? So first question is, why do Rashi and Tosfos require a mice? That's question number one. Why do Rashi and Tosfos require a mice in order to be chayav for Gneva, in order to be chayav for Onsim, chayav for Kefam? Why is a mice necessary? That's question number one. Kasha number two, even within Rashi and Tosfos, why does Tosfos require Hikisha b'maka? Why was it not enough for Tosfos to say Nal b'fanei Karoi? What do I mean? Why is Hikisha b'maka more than Nal b'fanei Karoi? Can someone help me? Right, someone on the Zoom. Why is Hikisha b'maka more than Nal b'fanei Karoi? What's extra about Hikisha b'maka? What's he doing? What kind of a mice is that? Menashe?
On the Cheftza,
it's a Maisa B'Dover Hagonov. Excellent. It's a Maisa B'Dover Hagonov. No, but for Nakaroi, it's not B'Dover Hagonov. It's Tama Maisa Ba'alma. It's Tama Maisa Ba'alma. So why does Tosis require a Maisa B'Dover Hagonov? Okay, two kashas. One kash is on both Rashi and Tosis. Why do they require a Maisa if the Rashba says Machshav is enough? And secondly, why does Tosfos require more than Rashi? Why does he require a Kisha B'maka, which is a Maisa B'davar Agonov, and he doesn't seem to say that Nova Fanakarai would be sufficient? So, yes?
Arye Teller has a question.
Arye Teller, question, yes.
Yeah, sorry, this goes back to the Rashash. I don't fully understand why the Rashash is bothered by Tosfos' line of Mechish B'makel, in that he seems to be saying Mechish B'makel should be no different than Mashicha, but I would say the opposite. I would think that Mechish B'makel is not like Mashicha, because Mashicha is you're actively, you know, pulling it in, but Mechish B'makel, you're sort of indirectly moving it. You're not doing the Maisa with your own, you know, pulling in, but you're using a different object to move the object into your possession or into your rishus. That doesn't seem to be like Mashicha.
Mashicha means drawing the object out of the rishus abaylin toward your rishus. Hikisha b'makel, you know, you're not putting reins on the animal and drawing it by its neck, but hikisha b'makel is pushing it, drawing it toward your rishus.
But isn't it about active versus...
The Gemara says Hikisha B'makel is a Mashicha. It's not the Rashash's problem. The question is, why in this context will Hikisha B'makel not be a Kenyan? Why is Hikisha B'makel not going to be a Kenyan? Right? I'll just tell you, you know, some say that Hikisha B'makel... Some say Mashicha isn't a Kenyan Daraisa. So here we're talking about on a Daraisa level, we're talking about a Pasuk. Some say the answer to the Rashash is Avada Hikisha B'makel is a Mashicha, but Mashicha is not a Kinyan D'Oraisa anyway, it's only a Kinyan D'Rabbanan. You might be familiar with the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish have a machlokes whether Dvar Torah Ma'os Konos or not Ma'os Konos. Rabbi Yochanan says, Minat Torah Ma'os, money can be Kona by Metadlim, but Chazal made a Gezerah. Gezerah Shemen Yomru Nisuf Uchitecha Ba'aliyah, maybe you'll pay money, and then the guy will not watch the tevuah, and he'll get burnt up, and, you know, it'll be your problem. So Chazal say, no, we say midrabanan, you only makon and metadlin with Mashicha, not with kesef. It sounds like Mashicha is a kinyan derabanan, it's not a kinyan deraisa. That's how some want to answer. But the answer to the Rashash's kash is here, we're talking about on a deraisa level, trying to explain on a deraisa level. So Tetosis is Yikisha B'makel is not going to be chal on a deraisa level, but everyone's assuming Yikisha B'makel is a Mashicha. Question is, will it work in the context of Geneva? Okay, so we have two kashas to work on over here. First of all, why should you need a Maisa in order for the Chiyuve Geneva to kick in? And secondly, why, according to those, do you need a Maisa B'davar Agonav itself? So one answer is to try to understand what the purpose of this Maisa is all about. So there's an interesting comment that the Ritva makes. The Ritva, right over here in Gittin, this is a Chidusha Ritva Miksav Yad. It's not the Rabbeinu Kreskes. You know, there are two Ritvas in Gittin. So this is the other Ritva. The Chidusha Ritva Miksav Yad. We've had a few of them this year. So he says like this. V'iyashmein ha-gabiganav mishum kanasa v'get emalo tzvicha. U'miu gabiganav eino chayev kishenichnas alo shusu elam kein no'a b'fanel. Zok the Ritva, you need no'a b'fanel. Why? The mucha milsa de birtzonohu. Because then it's clear that it's Britzono, the Geneva is Britzono. Vim hinhiga achenichnas al reshusa afilo lo no'al b'fanei achayiv. If he's hinhiga achenichnas al reshusa, sounds a little bit like Hikisha B'makel, right? He's leading it till it goes into the reshus. There's no no'al b'fanei. That's also good. It's not clear that hinhiga is Hikisha B'makel. Hikisha B'makel is he's using force to the animal. Hinhiga could mean like he screams at it here, he screams at it over there. He causes it to go in. You know? He comes, the behemoth is going one way, and he like runs at the behemoth, then it runs the other way. Like, you know, he gets the behemoth to go in. It doesn't necessarily have to do a maisa per se in the gufa behemoth, but he gets the behemoth to go in. So, Dr. Ritva, what's the purpose of Nelba for now? What's the goal of this maisa? The muchacha milsa de birtzonahu. It shows his kavana. It shows that he has kavanas geneva. And that's why you don't even need no'al b'fanel, right? Hinhiga chenichnas el reshus is also chayv. Any kind of a maisa that shows a kavana lignov, that's sufficient. That's sufficient in order to be chayv gneva. Right? According to the Ritva, no'al b'fanel, hikisha b'makel, they're exactly the same. Hikisha b'makel is no better than no'al b'fanel. They're both coming to achieve the same goal, and that is to show that he has a kavana lignov. Apparently, the Rashba argues. The reason why the Rashba says that you don't need a Maisa is because the Rashba says that as long as you have a Machshava Lignov, even if it's not what we call Machshavto Nikeres Mitoch Maisav, Even though you don't have a hachocha hanikeres mitoch maisav that you want to be gonev, it's not a problem. It's the kinyan itself that's mechayev, according to the Rashba. I don't need machshavto nikeres mitoch maisav. Rashi and Tosas learn that you need machshavto nikeres mitoch maisav. It has to be nikar from the maisav that you do. It has to be clear. It has to be muchacha milsa, like the Ritva says, that you want to steal. That's what's mechayev you. But according to the Rashba, apparently, it's not necessary for it to be nikar. As long as you have the kavanas geneva, that's enough, even if it's not nikar. Mitoch Maisav, that you actually do have that Kavanas Geneva. Okay, so this could be one way to interpret the Machlokas, Rashi and Tosas on the one hand and the Rashba on the other, as to whether Maisa is necessary or not. According to Rashi and Tosas, you can explain like the Ritva, that the goal of the Maisa is simply to show a Kavana Lignov, that it should be Mucha Milsa, it should be Machshavto Nikeres Mitoch Maisav, that he has a Kavana Lignov. That's why you need a Maisa. And the Rashba would say, no, as long as you have the Kavanas Geneva itself, even if it's not Nikar Mitoch Maisa, that you have that Kavana, that's sufficient, right? The kavana itself is sufficient, even without it being nikar mitoch maisav, that he actually has that kavana lina. So that would answer the first kasha as to why maisa is necessary according to Rashi and Tosas. But it doesn't answer the second kasha. Why would Tosas require hikisha b'mako? Why doesn't Tosas say nal b'fanel? Tosas seems to require maisa b'dover hagonuf. Maisa b'dover hagonuf. Why? Why is that necessary? Why isn't it enough that he's just nal b'fanel karon? So I think maybe the answer to this kasha lies in a fundamental yesod that we've discussed in shir in different contexts. We talked about it in the Bava Basra shir in the first parak and in other contexts. And that is, there's a famous idea that the Menchas Chinuch develops about the nature of the Issa Geneva. Now, we're talking about how to do Geneva, but the question is, what's the nature of the Issa itself? Right? What's the nature of the Issa itself? What are the components of this Issa Geneva? If we understand the nature of the Issa Geneva, maybe we can explain Shitas Tosfos as well. The idea that Mechassina develops, and Reb Chaim in the stencils also has a similar idea, is what's the Mechayev of Geneva? Right? We know there are two Isurim actually here. There are sister Isurim, Geneva and Gzela. Well, what's the Mechayev? What is the Mechayev? If I were to ask you, why is the person Chayev for Geneva and Gzela? What's the Issa? What is am I violating? What's the mechayev? So the simplest answer is what? I'm chayev for doing what? For hefsid mammon, Eitan. Exactly. I'm chayev for hefsid mammon. I caused a loss to the Bible. That's the simple pshat in Gnev and Gzeila. That the mechayev is the hefsid mammon. That's one way to look at it. But the other way to look at it is it's not so much the hefsid mammon, but rather it's the maisa. The maisa hotsoa mershus habayla. Hotsoas mamon mershus habaylam. A maisa of hotsoas mamon mershus habaylam. It's not the hefsid mamon habaylam. It's the maisa of hotsoas mamon mershus habaylam. I don't have any marker. Thank you so much. I knew I could get one. Okay. What's the mechayev of gneiv and gzeil? Right? Is it the hefsid mammon habaylam, or is it a maisa of hotsoas mammon mershus habaylam? Now you look at this and you say to yourself, "What kind of semantics is this? I mean, it's the same thing. Now, what's the difference?" You know what? Let me hold on to it. Thanks. What's the difference? Hotsoas mammon mershus habaylam. Hotsas mamon mershus habaylam. You got it? Yeah. Hotsas mamon mershus. You'll fiddle with it. Hotsas mamon mershus habaylam means hefse mamon habaylam. What's the difference? This is a very big difference. Very big difference. Zok de minchas chinuch. If we say like the second approach, so it could be that the real iser of geneva, the real mechayev, is the mida guru, the mida maguna of geneva. The mida maguna of Geneva is that you're doing a maisa of being motzi mamon mershus habaylam secretively, b'seisa. You're showing that you don't fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you think that you're going to get away with it. No one sees. Right? No one sees. Right? You're more afraid of people than you're afraid of God. That's a mida guru. The Michas Chinuch wants to say that this special Isser applies to Geneva. This is the Isser of Geneva, not Gezela. Gezela, you would say, is also a Midah Geruah, right? You're ripping something out of someone's hand. But he says, no. He says, Geneva is more of a Midah Geruah. It's more of a Midah Maguna. And that's Hakawai Chayv Kefil for Geneva, not for Gezela, because it's more of a Midah Maguna, he says. He says, the nature of the Isser of Geneva is that not so much that you mafsi the mammon abaylam, that's not the key. The key is that you motzi the mammon from the rishus abaylam, besesa. I should add that word, besesa. And because the Michas Chinuch is so convinced of this definition of geneva, he actually is mechalek, both he and Reb Chaim in the stencil say, that this is unique to geneva. The isser of gezela, they say, is actually hafsi the mammon abaylam. Both the Michas Chinuch and Reb Chaim say the Isser, you know, the Shaila that we just raised, what's the nature of the Isser Geneva? Is it Hefzim HaMabayim or is it Hotzos Mammon from the Rishus HaBayim? Zog the Michas Chinuch, it's Choluk. Gzeila is Hefzim Mammon HaBayim. Geneva is the Isser Hotzos from the Rishus HaBayim. The Midah Maguna that you motzi Mammon from the Rishus HaBayim. That's what they both want to say. And the Michas Chinuch has many rias to this Yisod. I'm just going to mention two. Okay, B'shaita, when we learned Bava Basra, I actually mentioned the third one, Gonev Dover Shalom, taking your own, let's say your own object is in the someone else's Rishus, am I allowed to secretively go into that Rishus and take it back? It's a very interesting case. I mean, not really stealing anything there, right? You're taking back your own, it's rightfully yours. Okay, we're not going to discuss that scenario. Let's talk about two issues. The Michas Chinuch first discusses the case of Gonev Amanas LeMekat, Gonev Amanas LeShalim. The Gemara Bava Metzia says that you're chayav for Geneva, even if you intend to return the item. This Gemara is on Daf Samach Aleph from the base in Bava Metzia. Gemara says, Lo signova the kasev rachmana lamali. Lo signov amanas lameked, lo signov amanas l'shalim. Amanas l'shalim tashlim kefil. It says an extra lo signovu, so what's it coming to teach me? Even gonev amanas lameked, even gonev amanas l'shalim is chayv. What are these things? So gonev amanas lameked, Rashi says, letzayr. Right? You wanna cause someone agmas nefesh. Right? You're annoyed at someone. Right? You're annoyed at someone, so you shouldn't be annoyed at him. It's not the nice thing to do. Right, so you steal his object, steal his object to be mitzar him, right? Or maybe you steal his object to teach him a lesson, right? He's leaving his bicycle out, and you know someone's going to steal the bike, so you take it. So he says, "What happened to my bike?" You say, "It's stolen." You steal his bike, you're going to give it back, but you want to teach me, so you leave his bike outside. Well, let's say you want to give him money. You want to give him money? He doesn't have enough money. Right, the calf card doesn't count anymore in June. He doesn't have enough money to eat, you know, and he can't borrow from the university. So you want to give him some money. He doesn't want to take any money. You know, when he had the calf card, so, you know, he was able to buy plenty of things because he had like thousands of dollars left on his calf card. So, you know, he was buying toilet paper at the end of the, people are buying like all different things. He can't even. Okay, anyway, enough of that. There's different shoes. So you want to help the guy out. So what do? You're going to have a manas l'shalim. He's not going to take the money, so you steal something from him. And then, you know, Edom are going to say that you stole. He said, I'm sorry, I'm going to do tshuva. Oh, but I have a chiyuv kefel. So you pay him back and you give him money also. So now he can buy supper. What are we going to think of next? Right? So that's the case. That's how Rashi explains, right? So the halacha is, gonev amanas lameka, gonev amanas tashalem, tashlume kefel, violates the Issa Geneva. You violate the Issa Geneva. Okay, and they will taka be a chiyuv kefil, even though you plan on being mishalim, you're going to give it back. That's the Gemara Bava Metzia. So the question is there an isra of gzeila al manas lemekat or gzeila al manas l'shalim? Let's say you rip it out of the guy's hand, not geneva, not secretively, but you rip it out of the guy's hand. Is gozel al manas lemekat and gozel al manas l'shalim? Will he be chayav kefil? I'm sorry. Is there an Isser of Gzela? Did you violate the Isser Gzela? There's no Chiyuv Kefil anyway. But did you violate the Isser Gzela? Will you be Chayav Ba'onsim? Did you violate the Isser Gzela? So the Torah actually says that you did. The Torah in Choshen Mishpat, in Simen Shin Nun Tes, Siv Bei, says that it's Osir. Osir Ligzal Manas Lameker, Osir Ligzal Manas Lashalim. I didn't assign it to you. But the Torah happens to hold like that. But from the Rambam, the Menuchas Linuch is medayek that the Rambam holds not like that. That the Rambam only mentions Gonev Amanas Lamekat, he mentions Amanas Lamekat, Amanas Lashalem, only Lagabi Gneva, not Lagabi Gzela. The Rambam Menuchas Gneva, Perak Aleph, in Halacha Bay says, also Lignav Kolshu Din Torah, also Lignav Derschok, O Lignav Amanas Lahachzer, O Lignav Amanas Lashalem. It's Asr. All these cases are Asr. He says that in Gneva. But in Gzela, he doesn't mention it at all. Now, admittedly, if you look at the Rambam carefully, he ends by saying, "Hakol osir shlo yargil atzma b'kach." It almost sounds like it's a din d'rabbanan. The Mechas Chinuch interprets it. No, he didn't mean that. It's a din d'araisa. It's learned from Lo Signovu. It's learned from the Gemara, right? It's learned from a pasuk. So even though the Rambam uses that lashon, but he, the Mechas Chinuch feels that it's a din d'araisa. But the Rambam only mentions this by Gneva. He doesn't mention it by Gzela. Why not? So up the Mechas Chinuch. It's because of this reason. The Rambam is distinguishing between Geneva and Gzela in terms of the essence of the Isser. The Rambam understands that the Isser of Geneva is not about Hefsid Momen Abayla. It's about the Mida Maguna, the Maisa Geneva itself, that you motzi the moment from Meshus Abayla. So it's about the Maisa Hotsoa Meshus Abayla. It doesn't matter what your intention is. You want to steal it now, but your intention is to return it. So what? Right? You're doing it to annoy him, but you're going to return it. You're doing it to be Meshale more. And you're going to return the Karen. So what? So you have kavana not to be mafsid the mamad abaylim. So what? But the maisa hutsoam mershus abam that's a mida maguna. So if we understand that the issue of geneva is to do a maisa hutsoas mamad mershus abaylim because of the mida maguna shabo, so then it'll apply even amanas lameket, even amanas l'shalim. But if we understand that the issue of gzeila is the hefs of mamad abaylim, so then amanas lameket, amanas l'shalim is not going to be aser because you never have intent to be mafsid the mamad abaylim. Never have intent to be mafsid the mamad abaylim, so then the isser is not going to exist. Okay, this is one example where the Menuchas Linuch wants to distinguish between Gneva and Gzela in terms of Gonev Amanas Lamekit and Gonev Amanas Lashon. Question, Eitan.
It's possible the Rambam is just giving Tom a mitzvah? Like he's saying, the reason of the mitzvah is lahargil, to not be margil?
The Rambam is saying these extra points of Gneva, right? Even Amanas Lamekit, even Amanas Lashalim, you're going to pay it back. But still, the Kadesh lo yargal asasun b'kach, it's usr. But what does that mean? Midrabbanan, it's usr? So, Zoktim and Chassin, no, it's a din d'araisa. It's learned from a pasuk. The time of the crow, the Rambam is adding a time of the crow over here. But that's not the key. It's not a din d'rabbanan. It's not a din d'rabbanan. It really is a din d'araisa. It really is a din d'araisa. Yeah. The Lechem Mishnah learns that it's a din d'rabbanan, according to the Rambam. But that's not how the Menuchas Linuch is learning. Okay? So this is one case that shows the distinction between Gneva and Gzela according to the Menuchas Linuch. The other example that he gives is Gneva Sakum. Gneva Sakum, is it also to steal from a non-Jew? So the Rambam, very clearly, in Hilchas Gneva, says that it's also to steal from anyone. Kolagonev mama mishava pruta v'mala over alosa say shenema lo signov. Gonev mama doesn't say from a Yisrael. He goes even further at the end of the halacha. He says beferish echad agonev mama Yisrael or agonev mama goy over avodah zara ve'echad gonev v'sagodlo v'sakotun. That's it. You violate the law, even if you're gonev v'sa'akum. Clear. It's clear from the Rambam in Hilchas Gneva that you're going to violate the law, even if you're gonev v'sa'akum. As opposed to in Hilchas Gzela, it's always fascinating to go back and forth from Hilchas Gzela, Hilchas never see the comparisons and the contrasts. So here the Rambam writes in Halacha Aleph, Hilchas Gzela, Perak Aleph, Kol HaGozel Es Chavero Shaveh Pruta Over Belosa Se Shenem Lo Sigza. He doesn't say Echad Goy VeEchad Yisro. First of all, he says HaGozel Es Chavero. Chavero sounds like Yisro. What's more, in Halacha Beis, he then says, "Also ligzol kol shu din Torah, afilu goy ovid avodah zara, also legozlo ola ashka." So he does say that it's also to steal from a goy, but what does he not say? In the first halacha, he says, "Kol agozlo eschaver shaveputa over below sase shenema lo sigzal." He says two things in the first halacha. First of all, eschavero, and secondly, he says you violate the lav if gozlo eschavero. In the second halacha, he says, "Also ligzol." It says it's also legozlo. It doesn't mention anything about a lav. It doesn't say anything about a lav. It sounds like it's aser. but you're not going to violate the love. Sounds like it's also, but you're not going to violate the love. The Kesef Mishnah is medayik from the Rambam, that because he doesn't say anything about the Losa, say, Lo Kosef Sha'over Lo Belosa, say, Lo Mashain Isser Zemina Torah. Kesef Mishnah says, sounds like it's only Midrabbanan. Only Midrabbanan. So Zakim Cheschinach, why should there be a chilek? If Geneva Sakim is Aser, so Gzela Sakim should be Aser also. Like, what's the chilek between Gezel and Geneva? What's the difference? So he says the chilek is Poshit. The Rambam is learning that there's a major distinction between the nature of the Issa. The Issa Gzela is Hefsid Maman Abaylan. Now, we know that there are other halachas where, even though, of course, we care about the non-Jews, right? We care about non-Jews also, but Yisrael Chavero is different. Yisrael Chavero is on a different level, right? We have to be more concerned with Hefsid Maman Yisrael than with Hefsid Maman Akum, because all of Klal Yisrael is one mishpacha, and there are halachas, there are mitzvahs in the Torah that demonstrate that we have to be more concerned with Maman Yisrael. L'mashal, ribbis. One is not allowed to charge ribbis to a Yisrael, but one is allowed to charge ribbis to a guy. There might even be a mitzvah to charge ribbis to a guy to show the difference. Oh no! Right? One is not allowed to overcharge Yisrael, but you're allowed to overcharge the non-Jew. There's no Yisrael no by a non-Jew. Why? Because the answer is, the Torah is more concerned about Hefsid Maman Yisrael than Hefsid Maman Akum. And it could be Genev is the same way. Right? Not that we're saying, I mean, of course the Chachamim say it's Aser, but on a Daraisa level, right? The Torah wanted the Chachamim to say that it's Aser. We have to be concerned with Gezel Akum, but not on a Daraisa level. It's a lower level, right? Because we're more concerned about Hefsid Maman Yisrael than we are about Hefsid Maman Akum. So Gezel, which is an Isra of Hefsid Maman Habaylim, so that applies to Yisrael, doesn't apply to a guy. But Genevas Akum, Genev is all about the Mida Maguna in the Maisa Lekichas HaMaman from Rishus HaBailim, and the Mida Maguna Shabo. What is it? Is it less Maguna if you take from a guy? You're taking from a Bailim. It's you. It's not about the Bailim. It's not about the Nignav. It's about the Gonev. It's about the Ganav. If he is showing a Mida Maguna, he's getting himself into a bad character trait. He's expressing a bad character trait. So it's just as bad if he steals from Yisrael, steals from a guy, because he's taking Maman HaBailim, he took Rishusam. So that could be why Geneva Sakam is Aser Min HaTorah, but Gzeil Sakam is only Aser Mid Rabbanim. Yeah.
Why in Hilchos Geneva is it even, does it not apply Min HaTorah on Pachas Hashem Kruta? I mean, it's all about the Mida Maguna that should apply even if it's Pachas Hashem Kruta.
I hear you, but it could be that the nature of the Mida Magun is that you're taking Mammon Mereshus Abayil. If it's Pachas Hashem Kruta, maybe it doesn't have a Shem Mammon at all. So that's the minimum to have a Shem Mammon. Lechora, according to the Minchas Chinuch, if the Isra of Geneva is not the Hefsid Mammon Abayil, but it's the Mida Maguna in the Maisa Geneva, the Maisa Otsar from Mereshus Abayil, so Lechora, it's Poshet that you can only be over if you do a Maisa. If you don't do a Maisa, so what's the Mida Maguna? Well, because I had a bad thought. I had a machshava zara. It's not a din in the machshava at all. It's all about the maisa. Not only should you need a maisa in order to violate Geneva, but the maisa is the ikar ha'iser, according to the Menches Chinuch. I saw Rabbi Avram Gurwitz in a sefer Anfei Erez. It's a classical sefer in yeshivas. Avram Gurwitz is the Rosh Yeshiva in the Gates at Yeshiva. So he wrote the sefer Anfei Erez on Gnev and Gzela, on Kinyonim, on Avodim, and now just a few years ago he came out with Ribbis. Four big black Sfarim that have become like the Kinyon in the Yeshiva. These are very popular Sfarim in the Yeshivas. They made it big. He discusses basic Yesodos in each one of these Sinyonim, and he has his own that he's Mosif, but it's really a sefer mafteach, and on Gnev and Gzela especially, I don't think that was the first one that came out. I think Kinyanim came out first, maybe. But Gnev and Gzela is really a classical sefer. So he wants to suggest that's what Tosfos holds. Tosfos in Bava Kamma holds that you need Ikisha b'makel in order to be chayef for Gneva. You need Ikisha b'makel in order to be chayef for Gneva. The Maisa of Nol b'fonea karoy is not even enough. You need Ikisha b'makel. You need a maisa b'dovra agon of itself. Because the fact that you're chayer for Geneva, even amanas lemeket, that shows that the Issa Geneva is all about the Mida Maguna, it's all about the maisa, the Mida Maguna, the Mida Grua. So you need a maisa. And it's not enough just to do a stama maisa, no b'fanei karoyin. Right? You need a maisa b'davar agon of itself, because that's the midah grua. The midah grua is that your maisa is misayeya in the geneva. It's bringing the object into your rishus, taking it out of the rishus abaylam, and causing it to come into your rishus. That's the nature of the iser. So if that's the nature of the iser, we can understand why Tosfos holds that you need to do a maisa b'davar agon of. Has to be bedavar agana, because that's to me the grua. You're bringing it out, right? It's not just that machshav is not enough, but even no b'fanei karoyin. What does that mean? It went into the rishus, and I'm locking the door. I lock the door every day to my chatzar. Where do you see in the locking of the door a midah grua? Because I want to steal, but that's all in my mind. There's no midah grua in that mice of no b'fanei, because I lock the door to my chatzar every day. But if I'm higisha b'makel, if I'm pushing someone else's behemah into my rishus, yeah, that's a midah grua, right? I'm getting it out of the rishus abayim, I'm bringing it into my rishus. That's a midah grua. So if we understand that genev is all about the midah grua, then we can appreciate that the maisa, that not only do you need a maisa in order to violate the issa genev and to be mischayev b'kefel and ba'onsim, but you need a maisa b'davar hagon of itself, because that demonstrates the midah grua of genev. Now, interestingly enough, the Ksos HaChoshen seems to assume that you need a maisa not only in Geneva but in Gzela too. A number of the Talmidim pointed this out in Seder. Right, till now, I was saying that Menachas Chinuch and Reb Chaim are distinguishing between Geneva and Gzela. But the Ktos makes a kugel. The Ktos knew what he was doing. The Ktos makes a kugel out of it. Right? He's explaining Rashi above Metzia, and Rashi above Metzia actually is talking about Geneva, because the pasuk of in Himatzi Simatzi Biado HaGeneva is talking about Geneva. And yet, the Ksos HaChoshen says, this shows you that you need a Maisa for Gzela. Gzela. Gzela Mandoch HaShmei. Who mentioned Gzela over here? We're talking about Geneva. Because the Ksos thinks there's no difference between the two. The Ksos thinks that there's no difference between Gzela and Geneva in terms of the requirement for Maisa. He seems to be saying that you need a Maisa for Gzela as well. Now, why should that be the case? Why should that be the case? Why should you need a Maisa even for Gzela itself? So Ephraim and Kenzogin, it could be, if we understand Rashi like the Ritva, then the Ktos is very beautiful. If we understand Rashi like the Ritva, that the goal of Maisa is simply to make it Muchach Mitoch Maisav, Mucha Milsa, that he's Miskaven, Ligzo, Lignov, so Maishna Gnev and Gzela. Right? There's no difference between Gnev and Gzela. If we understand the goal of the mice is simply to demonstrate that he wants to be going, the kavana lignov, so then the same thing should apply to Gzela. Because I need to demonstrate that he has a kavana ligzo. So it could be that's pshat in the Ktos HaChoshen. The Ktos is explaining Rashi. It's not explaining Ktos, it's explaining Rashi. Rashi holds that he needs tama mice of Noba Fana Karoy. Why do you need the mice of Noba Fana Karoy? The Ktos doesn't explain why. But if we will understand Rashi like the Ritva, that the goal of Nol b'fanei karoyin is to show a kavana on the part of the gazlan, so then taka will apply. Bein b'gneva, bein b'gzeli. You have to show the kavana. Tosfos, the way that we're explaining, Tosfos is saying something different. Even though we put Rashi and Tosfos together, they're not the same. The Rashba holds, you don't need a maisa b'chla. The Rashba holds, as long as they have kavana lignov, that's enough. That's enough. And b'stama kavana lignov would be enough also. Right? Kavan Lekzo will be enough also. Rashi and Tosfos hold that you need a Maisa, but for two totally different reasons. We think that they're together, but they're not together. Rashi assumes that you need a Maisa in order to make it Muchach, Mucha Milsa, that you have Kavan Lignov. That's the purpose. To ensure that it's clear that there's Kavan Lignov. And because that's the Yisod of Rashi, that's why the Ktos extends it even to Gzela, because there really is no difference between Gnev and Gzela regarding Kavan Lignov. Regarding the Hochochan, Machshavta Nikeres Mitoch Maisav, that he has Kavanah to steal Derek Neva, to steal Derek Zeva. Tosfos was suggesting, according to Tosfos, the purpose of the Maisa is something different. The purpose of the Maisa is because Geneva is all about the Midah Grua, the Midah Maguna, that you motzi the Chefetz from the Rishus Abaylan, motzi the Behemah from the Rishus Abaylan. So if that's the case, if it's not just about the Hochochan that you want to be Gonev, but rather it's part and parcel of the essence of the Isser Geneva. The Isser Geneva is the Hotsah, the Midah Grua in the Maisa Hotsah from the Rishus HaBaylan. Then we can understand why Tosfos holds that you need to do a Maisa Dafka B'davar HaGonav. It's not enough just to do a maisa ba'alma, just to be na'al b'fanei HaKaron.